We decide to spend the evening in at your house for dinner and a movie. After a light dinner of quesadillas, a shared plate of jalapeno poppers with fresh veggies and queso dip, we eat chips with artichoke dip and share a slice of pumpkin pie topped with strawberries and whipped cream before we settle in, cuddling on the couch in front of the TV. While watching a scary movie, you jump and clutch at me, so I wrap my arm around you. It's a movie. They can't do anything to you, you know, I say calmly. Then we both jump in each other's arms as the movie ends. You were saying? You chuckle at me as the credits roll. You turn to look deliberately at me with a sweet, seductive stare, as though looking straight through me and undressing me with your eyes. Looking at your sweet expression and noticing your calm demeanor, I ask, were you really scared, or are you trying to seduce me? I say while undressing you with my eyes as our hungry expressions devour each other. I was mostly trying to seduce you. The only thing that did scare me a little was the end, where you did actually jump too, if I'm not mistaken, you admit, while also accusing me. I say to you with mock indignation, I can't believe you would use such a dastardly and devious ruse to beguile me with your uncouth villainy, cur, before we both burst out in laughter. Our hands paw at each other's hands, arms, and legs as passion overtakes each of us, with the smoldering embers being fanned into a flame. I kiss you, and you quickly deepen it as our tongues swirl around inside each other's mouths in a tantalizing tango, taunting each other in an ever-increasing rhythm. You pull us closer together, and I lean you back, causing you to bump your head lightly on the arm of the couch, and me to bump my forehead on the small lamp next to the couch. Laughing, we turn slightly so there aren't obstacles to run into, and you pull off your shirt as I remove my own between kisses. You caress my bare chest while I fondle your breasts before you adjust your position and undo the clasp of your bra. I've been wanting to do this since you walked through the door, you moan into my mouth. We each have one hand on the other's chest and one on each other's crotch. You kiss your way down my body, and I kick off my shoes as you unbuckle my belt and pull down my pants and underwear. You kiss your way down my legs while removing my pants. Then you kiss your way back up my body. On the way back up, you quickly give my cock a few licks and kisses before proceeding on your journey toward my face again. Then I kiss my way down your body, stopping briefly to kiss and lick each of your boobs before continuing on and unbuttoning your pants and pulling them down your legs as you kick off your shoes and then removing the pants. I kiss my way back up your legs and pull down your panties, slowly teasing you with my fingers as I go. We slide them down, and you kick them the rest of the way off with your feet as I kiss my way up your legs and thighs. I kiss your pussy and lick your clit while you moan your approval before kissing and feeling my way back up your body. You kiss me deeply on the mouth, and we can taste and smell the excitement building as we grasp at each other in a frantic and lustful urge. You coax me toward your entrance by wrapping your hand around my shaft, and we slowly come together in a deliberate and familiar manner. I slow down slightly so I can tease you a little bit and kiss you deeply. I tease the lips of your pussy with my cock as your juices make my tips slick before we continue. You caress my balls lightly, urging my body closer to yours. Apparently, you are being successful at seducing me, I growl, before penetrating your pussy and moaning into your ear as you wrap your legs around me and moan with your own pleasure, goading me deeper inside of you. The squishy sounds of us moving together, along with the scent of your perfume and aroma of our mingled sexual arousal, is intoxicating to me. You lightly scratch my back and grind against me with each thrust. You quake with passion and nibble my ear before kissing my neck. I kiss your neck and the tops of your shoulders, sprinkling kisses on your head and face on the path between your shoulders and collarbone. You run your hands up and down my body, caressing and kneading as you go. Our bodies writhe and undulate as we near the pinnacle of pleasure. Your pussy clenches around my cock as you moan out your orgasm, and my ability to hold back my own is lost as I come, my body taking over and pumping volleys of cum inside of you in rapid succession. We tremble together in the afterglow, clinging closely together while we lovingly massage and caress each other. As we languidly untangle our limbs and gently caress each other while snuggling and thumbing each other's hands with fingers interwoven, you amend your latest observation, looking me deep in the eyes and then caressing my cheek before you speak. Maybe you weren't just successful at seducing me. Perhaps we seduced each other, you say in a huff, still catching your breath. You kiss my cheek gently, and I turn my head and kiss your cheek before kissing you on the lips. I lay there silently for a moment before replying with, "That sounds good to me. Give me a moment and I'll get us some waters." While cuddling close, we graze our hands across each other's sweat-slickened bodies. "Good idea," you respond before continuing with, "You uncouth villain." Then, playfully slapping me on the ass.